Hey everyone, Ken's here with Wild Child, and welcome back to my podcast. So when I came up with the idea for this podcast, I had no intention of giving it such a dark and morbid title, and then I kind of thought of something last minute, and looking back on it, it is a very dark and morbid title, and that was not the intention of it, right? And so it's called The Not-So-Merry Christmas. And it's not really a dark episode. It's basically what animals and nature have to teach us about things like Christmas. Because the thing is with Christmas and all these holidays is that they don't really matter. You know, they are American tradition or even traditions in different countries, but they don't matter as much as people tend to think. So to begin, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, they all have some sort of a purpose to them, right? Thanksgiving is to spend time with your family and give thanks for the things in your life. Christmas is to get everyone, you know, gifts and spend more time with family and stuff like that. And then New Year's is signifying the end of an old year and the beginning of a new year, right? So all of these holidays have purpose. And not all people celebrate these holidays, right? Like some different religions, they celebrate Hanukkah, or they might celebrate just other holidays, and all of these are good holidays to celebrate, but it's a friendly reminder, too, that we make these holidays out to be these big, drastic things, and they're really not as important. You know, I've known people who at Thanksgiving dinner, they get really, really, really pissed off because somebody doesn't like something that they prepared, or for Christmas, someone gets upset that they didn't get the gift that they wanted, and people tend to make the holidays something so much bigger than they really are, and I don't think it's okay. Beginning with nature, typically the holidays are associated with cold weather, which makes sense. You know, it's the time of year, at least on my end of the world, where we get doused in snow and mud and cold, and it's not always fun, right? And the thing with that is that it's kind of just as the seasons change, and as the seasons change, life changes, you know, things change. You know, sometimes seasonal depression can start coming up more during the holidays just because it's cold, you can't do as much outside, stuff like that. The other thing is that not everybody has a family to spend the holidays with. Yes, the holidays are what you make of it, right? So maybe you spend the holidays with your friends, or you spend the holidays with your animals, or just stuff like that, right? And so, you know, the holidays aren't really all just Christmas and gifts and family for everybody, you know, and it's sometimes it's just, oh shit, it's really cold, I need to prepare for the winter. Or it's trying to struggle through the winter just to try and make it into the springtime, you know, and so, you know, you might think, oh, it's Christmas, you know, we have all these wonderful gifts and stuff, when really, to some people, it's a struggle. You know, it's a struggle to just go outside, it's a struggle to do things, it's a struggle to just survive because it can be so fucking cold outside. Another thing to keep in mind is like when people go and cut down their own Christmas trees, we are taking a life. I know some people is like, oh, it's just a plant. But we are still killing a living thing for our own pleasure. And looking at that too, you know, we celebrate Christmas and the holidays as a way to spend it with family and to just enjoy life, right? But it's sometimes at the expense of other things. You know, we might buy a bunch of gifts and then our bank account is suffering, or we might do something just for the holidays. But year round, we're not having the same perspective. We're not having the same mindset, right? It's like, oh, it's the holidays. It's time to give, 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 give. And then as soon as the holidays are over, you go back to being a selfish prick. And that in itself is something I see all the time. You know, just how we symbolize, or just as I was mentioning, God, I can't speak. As I was mentioning, you know, we take the life of a living thing, the tree, for the holidays. And then after that, that's that. And so we need to try and embrace this life, or, you know, we need to embrace the trees year round. And I know that kind of sounds weird and it kind of sounds corny. But, you know, we need to look at these trees and be like, oh, this brought us joy throughout the holidays. Well, why can't they bring us joy year round? Why can't we give to people year round? Why can't we be kind to people year round? You know, the holidays isn't the only time that we can be kind. It's not the only time that we can embrace the things that the world has given us. You know, it's not the only time we need to be thankful for our families or our jobs. You know, that's all stuff that should be year round stuff, not just because it's the holidays. Not to mention, change can happen any time of the year. So like moving on to the New Year's topic, you know, it's signifying the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. But the thing is that change should also be year-round. You know, just because the New Year's are coming doesn't mean we should be making all these New Year's resolutions. Because think of this too, how many people actually follow through with their New Year's resolutions? You know, they might make plans to go to the gym more, which is a very common one. They buy a gym membership and they go to the gym twice. You know, and just things like that. We need to work on change and improving ourselves year-round. You know, it's not just just, oh, you know, for the New Year's, I want to do this more. I want to do that more. It should be something that we focus on year round. We should constantly be working on changing ourselves and bettering ourselves for the sake of not just us, but the ones around us as well. You know, and a good way to think of this when it comes to nature is nature's always changing. It's always changing year round. You know, sometimes we're going to have snow on the ground, and then in a couple weeks, we're going to have flowers blooming, and then the flowers are going to start falling off, and then you know, it's going to go around and around and around, and sometimes we're going to have a bunch of wind, or we're going to have flooding. Like, you know, with when it comes to just the weather and nature in general, things are always changing and you never know what to expect. And so just because it's New Year's or just because it's the holidays doesn't mean that that's the only time we should change and work on bettering ourselves. You know, we don't want to put a face on for the holidays. We don't want to make it seem like we're this wonderful person when in reality we're not. You know, we want to be authentic. You know, we want to be the same person inside and out. You know, we don't want to try and fake it till we make it. We want to be able to show our true selves year round. And if our true selves are not a very nice individual, well, then we should work on changing that individual. You know, we should work on becoming a better individual, becoming a nicer individual, and just being kind, as already mentioned. Moving on to the animal side of things, one thing that has always frustrated me is the people who want to spend the holidays exactly on the holidays. Now, don't get me wrong, I totally see the benefit in this, you know, like, oh, it's Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Day. And if you've got kids, as they get older, they're going to start being like, hey, Mom, why do we celebrate Christmas on the 20th instead of the 25th? And so going into that entire discussion as well, look at it from the perspective of an animal, right? The animals don't understand. They don't understand if it's Christmas. They don't understand if it's New Year's. They don't understand if it's Hanukkah. They don't understand our holidays. To them, if you get them gifts and stuff, all they understand is that they got a bunch of cool new shit, just like they get the rest of the year, right? And so our animals don't understand the dates. They don't understand that type of shit. So why are people going to lose their minds because someone wants to spend Thanksgiving a day early, or because somebody wants to spend Christmas a day later or a day early? You know, we need to be able to fit these holidays because, again, these are man-made holidays. They are not natural. They do not exist just because the world exists. They are man-made holidays to fit religions, to fit types of peoples, to fit all different groups of things, you know. So holidays are man-made. And so because they're man-made, we should also kind of have the ability to not change it up necessarily, but be able to celebrate it on a different date. You know, and so one big thing come the holidays is a lot of people will either start making time and a half or double time, and sometimes even more than that. And so when those times arise, in my personal opinion, it's more beneficial to work that time and a half or get that double time so that you can have a little bit more in the bank account to continue doing the things you need to do to survive. You know, and so many people are against that. It's like, oh, well, you should be home for the holidays. And so I am home for the holidays. But, you know, my animals don't understand when I celebrate the holidays. And to be honest, it shouldn't be such a strict thing. You know, again, it's man-made. We should be able to celebrate them whenever we need to. The other thing to keep in mind, every single person has their own traditions. You know, every family has their own traditions. I had a group of friends and we lived on the streets together. And one of our traditions was we would go and sit on top of a hill and watch the city lights while drinking some alcohol. Now, the alcohol part, I wouldn't go into that now because I am in recovery for both that and heavy substances. But the point still stands. That was one of our traditions. You know, we couldn't afford to buy each other gifts. We couldn't afford to do much because we were living on the streets. And I've met families over the years who have some of the craziest, wildest traditions you can think of, just because, you know, they had a rough Christmas or they had a rough year, and so they had to make the best of it. And so that in itself, everyone has their own Christmas and holiday traditions. And so, you know, who's to say that I tell you how you need to spend your Christmas and you tell me how I need to spend my Christmas? You know, the holidays are what we choose to make of them. You know, we can choose to let them be a miserable time because we don't have family or we don't have anyone to spend the holidays with. So we can choose to make them miserable, or we can choose to make the best of them. You know, I used to be a person who made the holidays miserable because all those same friends that I used to spend the holidays with, they all went off and died. Or like my biological family, I don't speak to them. So I don't even have a family to really spend the holidays with. And so that's where I used to be miserable. But I have since learned you got to make the best of it. You know, you can choose to be miserable. You can choose to look at life from a dark perspective, or you can choose to make the best of the situation. And that goes with everything throughout your entire life. You know, you can choose to let a situation make you miserable and drag you down, or you can choose to let it change your perspective. You can choose to be like, hey, my car just broke down. Well, now I'm going to go climb up that tree right down the street. or I'm going to go swimming in that river that my car just broke down next to, right? We can choose to look at that as, oh shit, my car broke down, or oh shit, you know, there's something really cool over there. I'm going to go and explore while I wait for the tow truck. So we, you know, with that, you know, just like with the holidays, people sometimes create these traditions just due to a very difficult holiday season, or just due to life in general. You know, they fall upon these traditions. So every family has their own traditions. And they make the best of it. And we need to do the exact same thing year round. You know, it shouldn't just be, it's the holidays. We have to be happy. You know, it should be year round that we try to see the best in things. We try to see the good in everything. The other thing, be mindful of people. Sometimes the holidays are a really difficult time for people. And sometimes people do kind of live in that miserable mindset of, oh, I don't have a family to spend the holidays with, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. So be mindful of people, be respectful towards people. The holidays can be a very difficult time for a lot of different people. And it's important to remember that, you know, some people get really pissy during the holidays because they didn't get that fucking sale on Black Friday that they wanted. Or they're stressed trying to set up Thanksgiving dinner, or trying to get everybody gifts, or trying to get everything set up in time. Whatever the fuck it is, a lot of people, you see the emotions of the world throughout the holidays. You know, you see a lot of anger, see a lot of frustration. You also see a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. You see a lot of just everything. You know, every single emotion, you are bound to see it during the holidays. And it's important to remember to be mindful and be respectful of people. You know, all the wildlife, they're respectful of each other. You know, they're mindful of each other. Like, oh, this wolf pack has their own den. I'm going to stay away from that den. So with that, you know, the wildlife and the nature, they're mindful of each other, and we need to be mindful of each other as well during the holidays, because some people are having a really rough time. And so we need to make it our goal to spread joy, you know, to not be like, hey, dude, just like suck it up and smile. Understand the people are having a hard time. Listen to people if they want to vent, offer hugs, offer smiles. And again, do this during the holidays, but do it year round too. You know, if you see someone having a hard time, be there to help them, to assist. This world is running out of kind people. And as this world continues to run out of kind people, we are becoming a darker and darker world. You know, we're bombing, or the U.S. is bombing places. You know, people are ripping each other off left and right, and kind people are becoming no more because good hearts become used for target practice. And so we need to start trying to bring this kindness back to the world. Some people will put the Christ back in Christmas. I'm not religious, so I don't really use that phrase, but the thought of it is, you know, bring kindness back, bring love back to the world. And we really need to be doing that because times are only going to get darker. You know, inflation is at an all-time high. We're all trying to make ends meet. We're all struggling. These are really difficult fucking times right now. And we need to stop focusing on, oh, what do I want for Christmas? What do I want for Thanksgiving? And start saying, well, what do others need? You know, do they need a bill paid? Do they need gas money? You know, Christmas gifts and stuff shouldn't just be about, you know, physical items, but helping people, you know, helping people with a bill, or helping people with things that they actually need, you know, because at the end of the day, does everybody really need another fucking stuffed animal? Probably not. But somebody might benefit more from having a full tank of gas. So we have to keep that in mind too, that it's, you know, we want to help people, and helping people isn't necessarily buying them physical items that they'll eventually forget about, but helping them with things that they actually need in their lives. And as mentioned already many, many times, should be a year-round thing. It shouldn't just be, oh, it's the holidays, let's be kind to each other. But with these difficult times, as they continue to get worse, they continue to get more complex, we need to keep working our asses off. You know, we need to keep being there for each other and trying to support each other. People need people. We were not designed to just be on our own. We were not designed to conquer this world alone. People need people. Humans are social animals, and so we need to remember that. You know, we can't always isolate ourselves because that's not healthy. We need to be around others. We need to help others. We just need to have some sort of a community to help us through this difficult life. The title for the Not So Merry Christmas kind of popped into my head because I started thinking about how people do go through a lot of difficult times, and that, you know, the holidays are what we make of them, and we should be helping people year round, you know. And don't get me wrong, Christmas is supposed to be a time of happiness and joy, but we should try and make that happen year round, you know, like the never-ending Christmas. And that's why the Not So Merry Christmas came in, because people don't do that shit, you know. People don't try and help each other year round. They don't try and be kind to each other year round. You know, that's just not the world that we live in anymore. anymore. And so we need to stop making Christmas, it's December 25th, and start making it a year-round thing. Like, how can I help somebody? How can I do this so that it's not just, you know, putting on a fake name, putting on a fake face so that you can look wonderful and humble for the holidays in front of all your friends and family, but you're not year-round. That's, I think, what makes Christmas sometimes very difficult to bear, because you see people pretending to be somebody they're not. And we need to work on improving ourselves and being better for ourselves, and trying to act isn't the way to do it. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this podcast episode. I know I kind of rambled a little bit and went around in circles, but those are just my thoughts on Christmas. You know, do things year-round. It's not just a holiday type thing. Be respectful of others as they celebrate their own traditions and their own forms and versions of the holidays, and just be kind. Well, you know, be kind. That's what we need. We need this world to be more friendly, to be filled with more love and more kindness. So with that being said, definitely check us out on Facebook, Instagram, our TikTok, our YouTube. We do have Vlogmas going on our YouTube, so definitely go and check that out as well. I have not done Vlogmas in a hot minute, and so I was offered something to do it, and so I'm doing it. So definitely go check that out as well. Thank you guys all for joining in on this week. Stay strong, stay true, stay wild, and happy holidays.